In the final days of the 2022 campaign, no state is proving more competitive than Nevada. Republican candidates are in a dead heat against Democratic incumbents for governor, Senate, and the House, in large part by making inroads with Latino voters. NPR political correspondent Susan Davis reports from Las Vegas on why the parties see this voting bloc as critical to their future success.
Lalo Montoya estimates he's knocked on about 10,000 doors since August, just like this one in an apartment complex a couple miles west of the Strip. He's an activist with Plan Action, a progressive organization in the state, and like many Democrats here, he's on edge.
I'm nervous about everything. I think we do our best, but there's so much misinformation that we're going up against.
No voting bloc is being watched closer here than the state's Latino population, which historically has voted overwhelmingly Democratic. Donald Trump won 35% of the Latino vote in 2020 and lost the state by just 2 points. So even small inroads by Republicans could swing close races in their favor.
We believe that we're going to have a red wave here in Nevada because we are focusing on the issues that concern Latinos.
That's Jesus Marquez, a conservative activist who's advising Republican Adam Laxalt's Senate campaign against incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto, the first Latina to serve in the Senate. Marquez says Republican campaigns are heavily focused on the economy in a state where Latinos have been hit hard by inflation. Even Democratic voters like retiree Mike Sanchez concede life is pretty punishing right now in this working class state facing the third highest gas prices in the country.
Well, it's high all over. You go anywhere and it's a problem.
With this economic climate, Democrats believe threats to abortion access can help tip races in their favor. Nevada is one of 16 states that protects abortion rights under state law. Abortion was the single motivating factor for Namir Sanchez, a 31-year-old first-time voter who voted early at a local community college.
Abortion, it seems like Democrats are way more open-minded.
But here's what makes Nevada hard to predict. Like a plurality of the state's voters, Sanchez is an independent, and she split her ticket between Democrats for governor and U.S. House, an independent candidate for U.S. Senate, and then Republicans for all local offices down the ballot because she says the GOP is better for police.
Because Democrats just kind of seem like they're not helping them out.
Rui Teixeira is a liberal scholar at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute who has studied shifting demographics and how they can change politics. He says Democrats face a twofold problem with Latinos right now. The party's not meeting their economic needs in real time, and many feel socially alienated.
Well, they're just not that liberal. I mean, the Democratic Party has become a much more culturally liberal party, pretty much down the line. Race, gender, crime, immigration, you know, what's taught in the schools, you name it.
Nevada is not just critical to the balance of power in this election, but a potential bellwether for how competitive Republicans can be with this voting bloc in future elections. Here's Marquez again.
And I think it's going to be a trend that it's going to end up with the Latinos coming up and saying, OK, we know Democrats should no longer take our vote for granted. And I think that is something that is there to stay.
Democrats also see Latinos at the heart of their party's future. Democrats in the state are lobbying the Democratic National Committee to change the presidential nominating calendar to make Nevada the new first in the nation state for 2024. Susan Davis, NPR News, Las Vegas.